Welcome to the Raven's Cove. Your host, Raven, is a certified Reiki Grandmaster and Tarot reader. With years of experience, she's here to help you along your journey. Please feel free to call in and ask questions. And don't forget, you can also reach her on her Facebook page, Raven's Mystic Readings. Good morning, everybody. I am so glad that you could join me today. I have the most wonderful guest to talk with us today, and I am so incredibly excited to introduce him to you. Sensei Joe is the founding grandmaster of the Right Hand Path Reiki Federation, and he taught me, and I couldn't be more grateful for that. So while I have you all here, I would love for you all to speak with him. So let's invite him on.
Hello, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. Thank you for having me on today. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We've got some cool weather in South Texas today, so it's a good fresh start.
Yay. Well, we got clouds. I can't wait for some sunshine. So could you explain to us exactly what Reiki is and how it's good for us?
Well, Reiki goes back to ancient Tibetan times with the monks. And what it is a channeling of universal life force energy. Now, everybody has this life force energy within, and it's just some are not everybody has learned how to access it or to channel it. And what it does, it realigns us to a state of harmony. We have what's called chakra systems, which is seven main centers that usually are located right behind the major organ centers of the body, starting from the crown of the head down to the root, which is right where the hips meet. And each chakra is responsible for certain aspects of emotions or health. And when one of those chakras goes out of balance, using Reiki, channeling this energy, we can put those chakras into balance. And if we're in, say, a disease state or an illness state, by putting ourselves back into alignment, it allows the body to naturally heal itself, so to speak. So how it can help us is it removes, it's very, very popular for removing stress in our lives. And stress is like the number one killer. And by relieving ourselves of stress, we can live in harmony with ourselves and our environment around us.
Okay, and one of the questions that I was asked earlier was, can Reiki be good for children and help them sleep? Let's say you have a troubled child who has a lot of night terrors. Would Reiki be something that you would suggest for them?
Well, definitely. You know, night terrors can be caused by many things. And children up from birth to the age of 10 have a very open third eye. So there's an open third eye can attract, say, different entities. And maybe this may not be with all children, but it could be with certain children where a child may be seeing things that we cannot see with our own eyes. And that could be one reason for that child not to be able to sleep or to be maybe getting caused some kind of type of anxiety or something, you know, just restless state in that child. So by using applying a Reiki session for that child, automatically you'll see just a sense of relaxation on that child. And in my practice, I've worked with a lot of children, and most children, and including adults, usually fall asleep when I'm doing a Reiki session on them. So it becomes very relaxing and soothing. So definitely beneficial for children that have any type of sleep issues.
Okay. Another question I received was, what are the symbols for? They see symbols everywhere, and they see Reiki practitioners drawing symbols over the body. Can you explain that one?
Okay, this goes back way to to one of the founding, he's not really the founder of Reiki, but he was the one that made Reiki popular. This is Dr. Makeo Usui out of Japan. He was a Christian minister, and he was teaching in Chicago, and the students asked him, how come we're not able to heal the way Jesus healed? And so he had this, they planted this burning question in his mind, and so he set out on the path to see how he could learn the techniques that Jesus learned back then to heal. So he went back to Japan, and he started studying at different Buddhist sects and monasteries. And when he was at the last one, his head monk told him, "You need to do a meditation and look within to see if you can find the answers." So in his meditation, he was told that he needed to go fast and meditate on top of it's called Mount Kuriyama in Japan for 21 days. So he took with him 21 stones to mark as a calendar. And so he was up there meditating. Every day he used the stones as a calendar. He'd throw a stone off, and that would mark one day, and then he would meditate. And on the very last day, it was right before the sun was rising, right at dawn, and he threw the last stone. And as he threw that stone off into the distance facing east, he saw this bright white light, and it just hit him right in the third eye. And it filled him with all this energy and insight. And it was an enlightening experience for him. And this is where he saw these symbols, the Reiki symbols. And he saw how they were drawn, and they were just embedded in his memory. So from there, he went rushing down the mountain, the story goes. And when he was running down the mountain, all excited about what his experience, he stubbed his toe. And when he just reached down as a reflex to put his hand on his injured toe, he noticed his hand fill with energy, hot energy, and the bleeding stopped, and the pain was gone. And so he noticed right then and there something had happened to him. These symbols had given him power. And this power was of a healing sense. So he was able to heal. And his first healing session was himself. His second was a young girl that he spent when he got down to the mountain. He was eaten for 21 days. So he bought a cup of rice and from a local vendor there. And the vendor's daughter had a toothache. And remembering of what his experience with his toe, he asked her father if he could give him permission to, if he could do a healing for his daughter. And he put his hands on the daughter's jaw, and her toothache was gone. And so that's really where Reiki started. It became a healing martial art, so to speak, where it relieves pain and amplifies the body's healing process. So when people see the symbols in Reiki, they're seeing some of the original symbols that were given to Dr. Usui, and along the way, many Reiki masters have experienced and have been given new symbols. Each symbol has a certain purpose. One of the most popular ones is Chokurei, which is taught in level two, and it's Chokurei represents it calls in the power and amplifies the power to put the power here. There's another symbol called Seiheiki. Seiheiki is the emotional healing symbol. It really calms the mind. Whenever I use Seiheiki on somebody, it automatically they fall asleep on me. Another symbol is Hansho Zei Shonen. It's a distant healing symbol, which means a Reiki practitioner, at least a second degree on up, can perform a healing session, much like praying for somebody that is not present, in your presence, and they can send healing energy to that person from far away. It could be on the other side of the world. So that's know, that's how powerful these Reiki symbols can be.
That is actually my favorite thing to do, is to send the distance Reiki. It really amazes people that it could reach them from so far away, and they don't have to come and be right there in your office. They can be in the comfort of their home, which for a lot of people that have anxiety, that seems to help comfort them a bit and be more open to being healed.
I've helped a lot of people with anxiety. And anxiety can be caused by many things. One thing I will mention in this, I've had a few cases where I've had some individuals say they come in and they've got anxiety, and they see the benefits, they feel the benefits, and they'll call me a day later. But you know, they're telling me the background story. I'll just make it brief here. One of the background stories is, I had one gentleman come call me, had real bad anxiety issues, and I asked him, what's causing it? What do you know that's causing it? Well, I'm having an affair. I'm having an affair with my wife, and she found out about my mistress. And I said, well, I can give you the Reiki session, but you need to fix that issue, or else it's going to just keep coming back. And so gave him the Reiki session. He felt instant results. He calls me a day later, and he says, you know, it went away. I'm back to having anxiety. And so my first question was to him, are you still having an affair? He says, well, yeah, I just got back from my mistress. He says, well, you know, you're not going to fix the problem if you don't, you know, fix the source.
Right? So, you can only do so much if they don't want to help themselves either out of a situation.
Yeah, we're not miracle workers. We're here to help people help themselves.
Okay, so I received another question, and this was from a lady who asked, why do I see some practitioners use crystals and pendulums and others do not? Is there a right or wrong way?
There's no right and wrong way. It just depends on different training modalities. Some people, I mean, there is a system called crystal Reiki. There's a system called angel Reiki. Ours is called right-hand path Reiki. So, you know, crystals are very popular with, you know, they have their own power, their own energy source. Different, if you have, say, quartz crystal has a very strong vibration, very strong, it's like a master crystal. But you have rose quartz, which is a pink tone to it, which is more unconditional love, maybe a little bit of romantic love to it. You know, different tiger's eye, you know, tiger's eye is good for attraction, good for a protection. So, depending on the issues, maybe that practitioner feels more comfortable using those tools in their practice, but they're not necessary. Others, I mean, if you're very confident and have been well trained in Reiki and channeling energy, then there's really no need to use any crystals. But they're tools that you can use them if you feel they enhance your sessions.
I actually find that with crystals, with little kids, it kind of gives them something to really feel, and it makes it a little more fun and a little less scary for them, the younger ones. I have a 7-year-old who loves crystals, and so when I'm finding that he's stressed and I need to perform a session on him, there are times I will take his favorite crystals and I will lay them out on each chakra, and I will let him sit there for a little while, and it helps him just kind of relax a little bit before we do the session. So I agree with you. There's really no right or wrong way to do it, as long as you understand what you're doing and you have good intentions with what you're doing.
Right. When I have a table out, I have chakra bowls. And I'll put a crystal, a different crystal, and that represents each chakra underneath the table on the floor. And if I'm doing a seated chakra balancing, you have an orgone generator underneath the chair or in the room, at least to cleanse the area. So yeah, crystals are very powerful. And I always, in my office, I keep orgone generators. An orgone generator is basically a crystal that's wrapped in like a copper wire, and it's another shrapnel of metal that's infused in like a bondo or a hardened resin. And what that resin does when it dries around that crystal, it's constantly putting pressure on that crystal, making that crystal release its energy in a high amplified amount. So it has a very effective cleansing vibrational range versus using just a crystal by itself.
I love those. I have a few of those around throughout my house, depending on the rooms. Wanted to ask you another question. Could you tell us a little bit more about the right hand path?
Yeah, right hand path Reiki is we only use the right hand to apply the energy, and the reason is my story. I'll go through my story briefly here. I had just graduated as a Karuna Reiki master. And I opened up my practice, and I had two women come in. They said flat out, we've been cursed by a black arts witch, and we want to know if Reiki can help us and if you can take this curse off of us. And maybe my ego was a little strong back then, and I said, well, I can do this. I can take this curse off. So I applied the sessions, and they felt great afterwards. They left, and within 5 minutes after they left, I felt all my energy drop. And this is using two hands. I'm applying two hands on these ladies, and you know, I find myself in the worst illness I've ever been in my life. For 3 weeks, I'm laying in bed sick, and I got to the point where I couldn't any longer eat or drink water anymore. And so I'm laying there in bed, and I'm thinking, oh, this is it. I'm done. And all of a sudden, my ceiling, some kind of hallucination. I don't know what it was, but I see this bright light open up on the ceiling. And all of a sudden, I'm inside this body of water. And I'm swimming towards the shore. I get to the shore. It's a beachy shore. There's this little hut. And there's these people gathered around outside this hut. So I go inside, and in walks this monk dressed in a red robe, and he calls me in to see him one-on-one, and he's explaining to me everything, what I was doing wrong, and he's slapping my left hand, and he's explaining to me that you never apply healing energy with both hands, and never touch anybody with your left hand while you're doing a session. And the reason why is because we have polarities, opposite polarities. The right hand is the giving hand. It is the hand that we should be giving energy with, sending energy out with. The left hand is receptive. And if we apply Reiki, a healing session, using both hands, we form a closed circuit of electricity, so to speak, much like a light bulb works. You know, when when you put an incandescent light bulb, you turn it on a lamp, the filament creates heat because it's resisting both the positive and the negative. So, that's what happens to our bodies if we're using both hands. So what happens, we become like a filter of dark energies. Anybody that comes in for a Reiki session, you know, doesn't come in because, you know, they're running a peak optimum level in their life. Something's wrong, and they're looking to fix something. So whatever negative they're experiencing at that time, whether it could be a negative entity, bad luck, just emotional problems, whatever healing it is that they're experiencing, when we do a healing session with two hands, we're absorbing all that negativity. And we may not feel it at first, but over time it starts building up on us, and to the point where we just can't tolerate it anymore, and it can be very harmful to us. So right-hand path Reiki eliminates that risk. So by not touching the healy, the person getting healed with the left hand, we're only allowing energy to go out, and we're not receiving any negative backflow from that person. And this keeps us at a very high optimum level. We've seen better results in healing sessions using right hand path, and it lasts longer. It lasts 2 or 3 times longer than a two hand healing session would normally last.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. When I was practicing before I took your class, I was using the two hands, and I was always drained of the energy. And then I was just surfing the internet when I found your class, and it clicked, and it made so much sense that I took your class, and I've been doing it that way ever since. And I no longer
feel feeling. Have you experienced better results using the right-hand path?
I have. And, you know, it's almost as though, you know, in my mind's eye, when I was using two hands, you could see, you know, as much as we're trying to put in the positivity, the negativity was just kind of going around in a circle, in a sense, because we were using two hands and there was nowhere really for it to go. But right. When I was using one hand, it was almost as though I could visually see the negativity leaving out one hand while I'm healing with the other. And that kind of energy flow just made more sense than anything.
Do you practice the Anabakoa prayer that is in the class?
Yes, I do.
And what results have you seen using that prayer? Have you seen your practice increase, or your sessions, have you seen better results using that prayer at all?
I do, especially with people that are having a lot of emotional issues, it seems to last a lot longer for them.
Right. Yeah, and, when I started using that prayer into the sessions, one example I'll give here right now, I was contacted by a gentleman who said his wife was possessed. She was seen being visited by dark spirits, and they wanted her to do these crazy things, let's put it that way. And she wasn't herself. She wasn't talking to anybody. She had gone to a state of just aloneness and wasn't even talking to anybody. Just basically a walking vegetable, so to speak. She was just in another world. And her two sisters brought her in, and I did the session on her. The minute I started the Anabakoa prayer on her heart chakra, she said that she felt this weight, this heavy weight just lift out of her. And when she first came in, she was just lifeless. She wasn't talking. She wasn't doing anything. And then after the session, she felt great. She was normal. She was just talking to me the way a normal person would. And that was it. She never had another episode like that after that.
Oh, that's wonderful. I bet you her husband was just elated with happiness. Do you do us before we end? Could you tell us about your classes and how it works? Because I would love for people to come to you and learn this wonderful technique that has enriched my life.
I have two learning options. I have a local option where you can actually come out to Enberg, Texas. It's the very bottom of Texas. We're about 70 miles from South Padre Island by Brownsville. We're north side of McAllen, about 20 miles north of Reynosa, Mexico. So right there at the bottom of Texas. So I do live classes where I teach 9 degrees. I'll run through the first degree. I teach you how to use Reiki for yourself to do self self-Reiki, and to it allows you to heal or give sessions to your friends and loved ones. The second degree, we get more into the symbols, and you learn how, this is where you learn how to do distant healing and emotional healing. Third degree is the original Reiki master degree, the Japanese style of Reiki. And so at that, once you're at third degree, you're allowed to teach anywhere from first to third degree. When I'm going back to second, at second you can actually be a professional practitioner and open a Reiki practice. So now we get into the higher degrees. Fourth degree is Fire Serpent Master, where I teach. In this class, we learn how to put a Reiki energy into objects such as candles, crystals, talismans, food, even anything that you want to put energy into, we teach how to do that. Fifth degree, we get a little bit more advanced since we're going to use emotional freedom technique, which is tapping. And I find this very, very beneficial to combine after a Reiki session. So after a Reiki session, people feel very relaxed and their minds are open. So EFT, what it is, it's a combination of using like psychological verbiage with Chinese acupressure. We're tapping pressure points. So we're erasing bad programming and we're implanting positive programming. I had a movie producer I was working with who had just reached he was going through a divorce and he had a fallout in his business. And he came and I did the session for him. I used tapping right after the session, and right after that he was back to work and back on track. It's just a matter of changing his thoughts and programming that made the difference in him. So yeah, the emotional freedom technique, it's very, very effective. Works hand in hand with Reiki. So, and to seal it in even greater, in the sixth degree, we'll teach thought field therapy, which is just tapping also, but it's using one main pressure point and some eye movements. And then we go into the seventh degree. We call it divination master, and this is we go over different divination methods such as pendulum dowsing, tarot card reading, muscle testing. And not only can at this level, as a Reiki master, your intuition is really sharp, so you're able to read and interpret different divination mythologies. And so I'm a tarot reader, so I focus a lot on tarot. We'll do some pendulum teaching in that one. I'll teach people how to do muscle testing, which is also known as applied kinesiology. Applied kinesiology is our built-in yes or no system, and by using certain techniques, we can get yes or no answers. And it's really amazing to see that play out. It's fun to do with people. Eighth degree, I call it the Kaizen Warrior. And what this is, I teach people how to constantly be improving yourselves. As a master, when you reach grandmaster status, just because you're a grandmaster does not mean you stop learning. You always have to keep progressing, learning new things, staying on top of what's new out there, how you can improve your service to others. And even improve your current situation in life. You look for techniques, management techniques, how to be constantly improving and becoming more effective and proactive person. At each degree, you are attuned. There's an attunement for every degree. There's a deep meditation I do in the live classes. for each degree. And then in the ninth degree, this is the grandmaster rank, and this is where everything summed up. This is where we've mastered everything of the whole program, and the students are attuned to the sacred katana symbol that was given to me at my meeting with the monk. And the katana symbol, it falls very high in ranks with master symbols in Reiki. So I've heard from many of my students that they feel it has more power than the original Daiko Mai. People feel different things. And what I've noticed about katana, it has a very cleansing effect, and it also has a very empowering effect towards the students. Once they have that, they've been attuned to the katana symbol, they're able to memorize the prayers a lot easier. We also teach the Anabakoic, which is an ancient Kabbalah prayer. And, so this is the last degree that I teach in my system. I am, being the senior grandmaster, I'm considered a 10th degree since I founded the system. And, when I decide to retire, I'll pass that responsibility on to somebody else. Could be, if I have children one day, I might pass it on to them. I'll know at that time, when it's time for me to pass it on, to who the next senior grandmaster will be. So that's one way you can come down to come and see me in Edinburg, Texas. I'll be able to teach all 9 degrees here, the other way is if you live far away from Edinburg, Texas, and want a more affordable approach to learning the system. We have the video course available on Udemy, which is a instructional platform online, and you do get a certificate through them that you've finished the whole program. And I also have actual official signed and sealed certificates I'm able to send to the graduates of that for a small fee, along with a distant attunement.
The one thing I love about your classes is you are there. If your students have a question or not understanding something, they can get a hold of you, and you are right there. Excuse me, I caught my children's cold. But you're right there to answer any question when they don't understand something.
Yeah, I try to be. I've had some issues with Facebook, but I think I've, so far I fixed the problem. I'm back on Facebook. So you can just type in a Facebook search for Sensei Joe. I'm sure you'll find me. There's also we have a group of graduates there.
Yes, and I put those links on my Facebook also. So if anybody needs those links, along with his book, it's on the Facebook page. Go grab it.
And I've also have the manual. The manual is it's available through my website, senseijoe.com. It's the whole class in a book, so you can learn everything about right hand path Reiki. And I've done an upgrade this past November, so. The book is growing year by year as I keep practicing Kaizen. I'm adding more and more to the system.
Are you saying I need to go buy another book?
You don't have to buy another book, but it's just check up with it if you want to see what's new with it. I'm pretty open though. I am available. If you have any questions, just send me a message, your email, and I'll be glad to answer anything you may be questioning.
Oh, I have the book from when I took the course, and to this day I still go back to it if I'm questioning myself, because we are human and sometimes we second guess ourselves. So there are times I pull that out and I'm like, am I doing this right? Yeah, okay, I am. Why am I second guessing my intuition? But even if you're not wanting to take the class, that book is a great read. Very informative. And I'm one that believes that knowledge is power, and so I'm always learning new things and things to add and change things up. And so, you know, if you update it, shoot me an email so I can get another book.
I posted it on my timeline, the new link to, for the new book that's out. It's a black cover, has my picture on it. I'm wrapped around the book. So.
Ooh, I'm going to have to go look at that when we're done here and get myself a new book. Is there anything else you would like to tell us? I don't want to take up your whole morning.
Something that's current right now. I'm a big Tony Robbins fan. I started listening to him. I read his book Unlimited Power back in, I'd say, about 2004, I'd say. And I did his, I think it was called Get the Edge program. I took a trip to California, driving out to just the Pacific Coast Highway. And I took that whole, it was like 20 CDs, I think, and I was listening to them all the way up there. And one of the things that caught me when he was talking about health and, you know, going back to today's, what's going on today, say the coronavirus and all that. And he said one of the most effective things we can do to protect ourselves from whatever disease or illnesses that are out there is to keep ourselves in high alkaline, which is the acid and alkaline balance, the pH levels in our body. And I've been practicing that for several years. And he recommends drinking like three liters of green drinks, which is like wheatgrass formula every day to do a good cleansing to keep yourself high alkaline. And when I started doing that, I noticed more energy, and I wouldn't get sick as often. And so, you know, that's a good health practice that I started years ago and I still use today. And I think, you know, I'm not a medical professional, but I think your immune system is stronger being high alkaline when we're faced with obstacles and challenges that appear on the news like that. And so keeping your body at a high optimum level is your best defense, I think, in some of those cases.
Right. I might have to try that one. Thank you so much for your time today.
It's been a great honor to be on your show.
It was a great honor to be your student. I mean, I learned so much from you. It was wonderful.
I'm very glad you had a great experience.
I wanted to just spread your knowledge as far as I possibly can. You were a blessing in a time of my life that I really needed it. So thank you very much.
I'm very grateful I was able to be a positive impact in your life, Sarah. That means a lot to me.
Well, for anybody that needs his information, senseijoe.com, the link is posted on my Facebook page and in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. So if you need any more information, please contact him. You will not be disappointed. Sensei Joe, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. It was a joy to talk to you.
Same here. Likewise, Sarah. Thank you. And
Namaste. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Well, everybody, that is our show for today. I really hope that you've learned something from Sensei Joe. I have learned an immense amount from him, and I will forever be thankful to him for bringing Reiki into my life, into my children's lives, into my husband's lives. It has brought a lot of peace and calm and a lot of knowledge. I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow. Tomorrow I will be doing readings. So please join me tomorrow. And like I said again, his link to his website and his book are on my Facebook page and on the chat room here on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for joining me today.